Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Friday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Having a little fun topically, although we're going to throw a few more headlines in this hour. We'll also take your Friday grievances all day long at 844-967-2789. I took a lot of notes, a lot of good ideas on how to get myself banned from Fox News in the future. A few other thoughts came in via messages, emails, etc. One of our fine loyal fans, Robin, suggests just keep pounding them with questions. Where do they get their information from? Why do they believe what they're saying is true? Ask them if they believe what they're spewing is true. Why do you think it's true? Ask them what Title 42 is and what is Biden's border policy. Well, it's open borders, of course. You know how they'll answer. Also, my friend Hassel. And Haas, I mean that with all sincerity. You are a friend. But Hassel says, you know, I should take Betsy, not, you know, full Betsy, but the Betsy that called in hour one. I should take her good idea and expand upon it and quote the Bible on Foxy News. You know, something along the lines of Matthew 25. As thou hast done unto the least of them, thou hast done unto me. And then he quotes the Jesus and the Christ here. The ultimate progressive, as Hassel calls him. Yeah, that would offend a few of the Foxy News viewers, I suspect. And we'll try to offend a few more of the Fox News viewers if they're listening. You could be a part. 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient for just a few moments. I want to throw out a headline. Big Lie Barbie, not to be confused with Big Hair, and Big Lie Becky, as I've now come to call Becky Clayfish here, the gubernatorial candidate on the Republican side. But Big Lie Barbie, in this case, is Kellyanne Conway. And she was on the University of Wisconsin Whitewater campus yesterday, given, you know, sort of some conspiracy theories and some of her thoughts on free speech.
Falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts.
Yeah, the queen of alternative facts, Kellyanne Conway, former advisor to President Donald Trump, gave a speech Wednesday evening at UW-Whitewater, focusing on threats to conservative speech from progressives. It's always our fault. As she spoke in front of nearly 200 people. You know, I'd go run out in the traffic right now if I only had 200 people listening to me. There's way more than that listening on the radio right now. I'm quite confident. Speaking for about an hour in a half-full Timmerman Auditorium, which seats about 400. That's sad. That's a sad turnout. Conway railed against threats to free speech as she repeatedly told the audience, they were on the right side. You're on the right side. You folks, you are on the right side of issues ranging from immigration to abortion access, critical race theory, and charter schools, while dropping the names of many famous conservative figures she knows, including Trump and former Wisconsin Governor Scotty Wanker. Among the people in attendance was State Senator Steve Nass. Anyone from Wisconsin that knows Steve Nass knows this would be his kind of crowd. In the auditorium, flyers left on each chair from the campus police department gave guidance for exercising free speech safely, respectfully, and lawfully. A large number of police officers provided security at the event, which concluded without any disruptions inside or protest outside. You know, she's just not a big enough draw to actually draw a protest. The online announcement for the event included a statement that hosts reserve the right to remove disruptive or rowdy attendees. See, that's what I'm hoping to have happen to me on Fox News. Here's a quote. It tells you all you need to know about why the hard left, oh, at least she recognizes, you know, we are the hard left, wants to stop you, take out your voice box, and look the other way when you see injustice against conservatives, free speech, big tech censorship, and the rest of it, she said. They're afraid of everyone in this room. Conway was introduced by John Beauchamp, the chairman of the UW-Whitewater College Republicans, which hosted the event partnership with the Young Nazis Association. No, that's the Young America's Foundation, an organization run by the wanker, former Governor Scott Walker. Beauchamp, whose organization was allowed to invite a prominent conservative to speak on campus, complained of being shouted down. What was once the hallowed ground for the formation and sharing of ideals and values has become a place where conservatives like you and I are constantly and frequently finding ourselves up against an ever-increasing blockade. A blockade of liberal tactics and smears. We find ourselves shouted down and shut up, but we will not be silenced. Yeah, well-to-do white kids. A lot of movement to silence them in this world. How do they get by? A little bit more from this reporting. The complaints about free speech on campus came just weeks after the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater was the epicenter of a fight over the issue across the entire UW system. Earlier this month, UW system administrators announced they'd be moving forward with a survey of student beliefs about campus free speech following the intervention of Republican legislators. So this ain't a, you know, what do kids really think? This is more of a push-pull that Republican legislators are force-feeding to students on campus, specifically the Whitewater campus. A little bit more. The administration's decision to move forward with the survey led to the resignation of Whitewater's interim chancellor, James Henderson. The Student Perceptions of Campus Free Speech Survey. I love how Republicans, they're good with names and bumper stickers and stuff like that. Governance, not so much. Which was set to be conducted by the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service and is funded by UW Stout's Menard Center for Public Policy. John Menard, a big Republican donor, just so you're aware, which was started by a donation from the conservative Charles Koch Foundation and bears the name of John Menard, a prominent Republican donor. At least I was right about all that. UW System Interim President Michael Falbo, you know, kind of like the pizza guys, had initially told campus chancellors the survey would not move forward, but after the intervention from Republican legislators, Falbo reversed course. The reversal is what caused Henderson to resign after releasing a statement in which he said he felt chancellors were being left out. I felt like I could not encourage candidates to apply for the chancellor job because of what I consider to be a lack of support from the University of Wisconsin system leadership. I thought chancellors had a role in a collaborative process to make decisions with the system, and I feel that was not honored. A little bit more here. In the speech last night, well, recently, Kellyanne Conway, again, the topic, in her speech at UW-Whitewater, Conway got loud applause from the audience as she made fun of Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential candidacy and President Joe Biden's drooling, it says here in air quotes. She declared that Tesla CEO Elon Musk's pending purchase of Twitter would make the platform fun again. Oh, yeah, I have a great time on Saturday nights just hanging out on Twitter. Well, I used to when it was fun. Musk has promised to make free speech a central tenet of his plan for the social media platform. And Conway also indulged the audience's belief that Trump didn't lose the 2020 election. That's where the Big Light Barbie reference came from, just in case, you know, CJ's listening. Recommending a conspiratorial documentary rigged the Zuckerberg-funded plot to defeat Donald Trump. Wisconsin was a central location for Zuckerbucks, Zuckbucks. Well, Michael Gabelman, the, you know, overstuffed Italian sausage of a man, Gabelman, the special counselor here in the state of Wisconsin, called them Zuckerbucks. So, you know, pardon me if I don't read exactly as the article is written here. A little bit more here. Damn, Wisconsin people try to run a election in a pandemic. You know, something like that. But here is how this article concludes. Conway also complained about how long it took to count votes in the 2020 election after a surge in pandemic-caused absentee voting. Now, I would point out the Republicans set all the rule for voting in the state of Wisconsin for the last decade. They had all the levers of power. So all the complaints you hear about the administration of the elections, just remember the Republicans wrote all the rules. And one of the rules they wrote is you couldn't count absentee ballots before Election Day. So in large metropolitans, let's call them Madison, Milwaukee, you got tons of Democratic blue absentee ballots. You know, overwhelmingly, about 80% of the absentee ballots came in favor of Joe Biden. And they all had to be counted basically at the end, right? The totals of absentee ballots, especially in Milwaukee, they came in quite late. But when they came in overwhelmingly for Joe Biden. And they turned the numbers, or at least mathematically, when you added up the new Joe Biden votes, it looked like Joe Biden had taken a large lead that he eventually held on to by about 21,000 votes. Or, as Kellyanne Conway would describe it, Wisconsin was ground zero for it, meaning election fraud. I feel like the fix was in so many places. The fix was in, according to Kellyanne Conway. And, of course, you know, Gableman, the Italian sausage of an investigator. And apparently even gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. Because she's the big lie, Becky. We talked about her earlier in the week. They're all going back to the big lie because it energizes the base. The base being the foolhardy. Those that would believe that somehow Donald Trump won, except for all the illegal voters. Or the Dominion voting machines. Or what is it? I mean, you know, really, there are no plausible explanations for even their conspiracy theories. They don't really add up to anything. All the coulda, woulda, shouldas in the world, it's not going to make Donald Trump the president. But anyways, it makes me, you know, heartwarming to know that Scott Walker had a big guest. The wanker brought Kellyanne Conway to campus, and she turned out nearly 200. Come back. More than that listening right now, I strongly suspect. Kevin from Madison, be patient. You'll be next on the phones.